嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 国庆春节你有旅行计划吗？开言英语为你买单。9月3日起，我们将上线升级会员赢取旅游大奖的活动。这一次的奖品非常丰厚，包括 Remova 旅行箱、国际往返机票，还有新加坡五星级酒店的住宿。想学英语爱旅游的你千万别错过，大家可以关注我们的微信公众号开言英语了解活动详情。嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
那今天呢，we have some controversy.
Scandal.
我们今天要跟大家说说一个争论啊，一个跟穿衣有关的争论。
Ah, yes, that's right. We are talking about a, can I say wardrobe malfunction?
这个词是好多年前那个 Janet Jackson,是吧？
Super Bowl.
对，一个衣服然后出了一点问题。
Well, you could say that.
那我们今天要说的就是前段时间中国有一个女明星，然后她穿衣服就比较清凉，比较暴露，然后就有很多人说，哦，你不应该穿成这样。
That's right, that's right. Now, I saw the picture, and personally, I don't see the problem with it.
对，那我们今天还是要聊到这个话题啊。It has to do with, you know, what we wear, beauty, 可能是不是也有点文化差异，然后还有就是女生穿什么到底要不要听那么多人的闲话。好，那我们现在就开始今天的节目啊。那前面我说的就是穿着比较清凉，比较大胆，英文里面你们可以说清凉什么很酷，或者大胆 bold,
可以 really bold, yeah, I mean you could say like boldfashion choices. People make bold fashion choices. I don't know if this was a bold choice or just, you know, it's a hot day.
我以为你要说她穿的衣服很 hot, 因为也是挺 sexy 的嘛。
Yeah, it was, but it was also very, very, well, word I guess comes to mind is skimpy.
Skimpy 或者 revealing.
Revealing is a very good word, but it is also a kind of judgmental word in the sense of like a man will tell a woman that is very revealing.
Okay, so to reveal 就是揭露啊。
It's just a show, basically.
对，所以形容衣服很 revealing 的时候，它其实就是可能穿的太少了。但像 Adam 说的，就其中那个就很 judgy,judgy 就是指指点点，说你不应该这样。
Right, right, exactly. Now, the other word I used was skimpy, and that just means kind of small.
清凉。
Yeah, basically.
穿的比较少啊。诶，那如果我们说一个人他穿的很 sexy, 差不多也是这个意思吧。
Well, that, I mean, that is positive,
对
right?
对,
that's a really positive thing to say.
褒义的，对。其实我前面给 Adam 看那个照片，这个女明星热依扎，她穿了一件就是一个小吊带衫，吊带衫英语怎么说啊？
Tank top?
Tank top.
Tank top.
或者 camisole.
That word, yes.
就我们女生会 it's a cami.
Yeah, I mean, I just know tank top because it works for guys and for girls.
所以男生女生的那种背心都可以叫 tank top,
right.
是吧？对，其实像她的这个穿着啊，很多人就说啊，她就是要吸引眼球，要吸引别人的注意力。
Right, so you could say eye-catching, attention-grabbing. Now, again, if we're talking about positive or negative,Eye-catching is usually positive.
吸引眼球，然后是比较褒义的。
But attention-grabbing, it could be positive, but you all know there's people out there that just want attention. No matter what.
对，我也觉得如果你说一个人他很 attention-grabbing, 就也是有点很 judgy, 就觉得他就是想要别人注意他。
Right. Whereas eye-catching is just like...You know, it's a really bold color, or in this case, kind of a skimpy outfit.
对。然后我还看到一些人的评论是说，他身材又不是特别好，就是可能有点小赘肉，which I think is crazy. 他根本没有赘肉，所以就有些人说啊，你不要穿这种暴露身材缺陷的衣服。所以这里不光是 revealing, 不光是暴露，而且是说你暴露了自己身材的就没有那么完美的地方。
Makes me think about the John Legend song, right? Your perfect
imperfections.
So, I mean, I suppose you could say that, you know, clothes that show your imperfections, your shortcomings. But really, in English, we probably wouldn't say that.
那你们会怎么说?
We would just say you can't pull that off. Like, not, not every person can pull
it off,
right?
所以这是一个短语啊 to pull something off or to pull it off. 它的意思就是你是不是撑得起来这个衣服
Right, right. So again, if I'm thinking about tank tops, you know, there's a certain body type where tank tops look really, really good, really sexy. And then there's other people that can't pull them off or pull it off as well.
好那讲了这么多以后 let's get back to basics. 就讲讲衣服英语里不同的说法。因为这又是一个前两天我看到还有用户问我们说Clothes, outfit,、然后什么 attire, 这有什么区别
Yes, I have answered this question once or twice. 、basically, I usually start with clothes or clothing. Because it's the most general. Like, clothes are what you wear.
对
Clothing is what you would see at the store.
哦、oh, 所以这两个词的区别就是You know, we wear clothes every day.
Right, but you would ask, if you were at like a very big store, you would ask, where is the men's clothing department?
对，或者 old-fashioned word, a clothing store.
Right, exactly, exactly.
是吧，服装商店。
But as soon as you buy those clothes and take them home, you do not need to use the word clothing.
Clothing, yeah. 好，那outfit 也是衣服的意思嘛？我们接下来讲讲这个词。
Okay, outfit is what you wear. So of course you wear
这就是 clothes 吗？
Of course you wear clothes, but you have to choose which clothes to wear. So when you put the shirt and the pants, or the shirt and the skirt and the shoes together, that is your outfit.
哦、oh, ，就是一整身的打扮、
right.
穿着。
Yeah, you could think about it as what you wear.Out of the house.
Oh, out, 对对对
You're putting it on and then wearing it out.
那你觉得日常口语里我们会用这个词吗？比如
outfit,
oh, that's a nice outfit.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. I mean, you wouldn't say to someone, hey, nice clothes. It doesn't really sound all that, that normal.
Oh, 是吗?
Hey, nice clothes. How do you say nice outfit or maybe even nice attire?
Oh, 所以要称赞一个人你今天的衣服很漂亮、我们不会说 Oh, nice clothes today You say, oh, that's a nice outfit today
I'd probably say nice outfit
Outfit, okay 但你刚刚用了还有一个词叫 attire
Attire is a little bit more formal Like when I think about attire It's kind of like、for a party Maybe for like a really fancy party It will say, you know, must wear special attire Like an evening gown for a lady And a tuxedo for a guy
那这不就像 dress code 比如我们去一个 event、
yeah.
对吧他会写 dress code 是要很正式 formal、mm-hmm. 还是对 semi-formal
right yeah yeah yeah、okay. black tie
a black tie 对对对我刚刚讲 dress code 这个词啊就我觉得 dress code 就像一些穿衣服的规则、they're almost like rules
the rules yeah、
yep. 你要穿 appropriate 就不同的场合要穿最合适的衣服
yes must be appropriate
那讲到 appropriate 又让我想到另外一个词就是这个衣服是不是 suit 合适你
right that's true actually it's funny I was thinking about inappropriate because that's another one of those really judgy words right that outfit is inappropriate.
就是中文说的得体和不得体。
Right.
刚刚讲另外一个词 if the clothes suit you,、mm-hmm. 那个就是是不是合身是吧
Yep.
Like, do the clothes fit?
That they fit, yeah, but also suit, right? Because, like, for example, I could wear clothes that fit me, but maybe they're just like crazy, like I don't wear crazy colors.、I don't wear clothes that have, I don't know, bird feathers on them.
哎，我有一件衬衫，上面就像鸟的羽毛。
Oh yeah, well, but that it suits you.
I can pull it off.
You can pull that off, exactly.
好，那虽然衣服啊，这个 noun 名词有很多，但其实讲到动词 verb 的话，基本上就用 wear 就可以了，是吧？
Most of the time, right? You wear a shirt, you wear shoes. What am I going to wear? Oh, you should wear this.
Okay. What about put on? 有另外一个词。
Oh, right, like put on a shirt, put on your shoes. Yeah, that's really just the action of like taking the clothes from your closet or from a drawer and putting them on your body.
就是很短暂的那个动作穿上去是吧
Right, and then after you put something on, you are wearing that thing.
我以为你要说 after you put it on, you need to take it off.
Eventually, you do need to take it off. Yeah, that's true.
脱衣服就 take it off, 是吧？好，那我们今天节目的最后why don't we go back to that dress code idea?
Okay.
我们来分享一些平时很实用的就是不同风格的穿着。
Okay, actually, that's a really good idea because a lot of our users have a problem with one word in particular, a word that is often used when we are talking about dress codes.
哪个词？
Casual.
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 你说很多用户对这个词有点搞不清。
Right, because some people will say this word casual.
Oh, the pronunciation.
The pronunciation, exactly. So it's usually 90% of the time you are going to hear it as casual.
就像 usual 那个词的
usual, yeah, exactly. Yeah, the usual pronunciation is casual. But some people really like to, you could almost say like over-pronounce or over-enunciate. So they'll say like, it will be very casual.
但其实 casual 就可以了。
Yeah, casual is what most people will say.
Casual 是不是就是 Gap, Uniqlo?
Yeah.
这个很、yeah. 就真的很休闲的啊 ,jeans, t-shirts. 那大家还会看到另外一个相关的词叫做 smart casual.
Right, so the Gap and Uniqlo, you could also do smart casual there, because all you really need to do for smart casual is...put on a nice blazer if you're a guy.
Blazer 就是夹克，比如西服的那种夹克。
Right.
但可能你不是穿一套的一个 suit.
Right, because that would be very formal.
Formal 就是正式啊。我刚刚还想到了，其实我觉得 casual 和 smart casual 另外有一个区别就是你穿什么鞋。
Yeah, I was going to say shoes, for sure.
Right. 即使上面是 t-shirt, 牛仔裤，但是你穿了一个稍微叫什么 dress shoes, 你就是说皮鞋对吧？正装的鞋、
right.
，it suddenly elevates your outfit.
That's right. That's
wow,
right.
Wow, elevate. It's a very elevated look, guys. 很 polished 的、
right.
是不是？好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊。We talked about everything from you know controversy, sensitive 这个、mm-hmm. 穿衣服到就是 everyday 很平常大家都会穿的衣着。
That's right. That's right. Well, guys, I hope that you do not have any wardrobe malfunctions in your near future.
哎，你觉得 how would you describe your style? 你平时衣着
casual.
但我觉得比如你和 Spencer 是真的很 casual.
He's very casual. Too casual, maybe. no, of course not. I mean, I guess I probably go between, I like smart casual. I do. I like nice polished shoes、
mm.
And a jacket.、Mm. But other than that, I don't need to wear a tuxedo every day.
你知道我们中文叫你这什么风格吗、
Mm-mm.
商务休闲
Oh, nice.
让我想到七匹狼我们有个牌子你知道吗
No.
你不知道七匹狼
No idea.
Oh, guys, 大家跟 Adam 来科普一下。好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听。那除了这样轻松的双语脱口秀呢，开言英语还有一个完整的会员课程库，我们精心为大家制作了六个级别啊，从非常简单到中级到高级的英语，所以不管你是什么级别，都会找到实用有趣的英语课程。欢迎下载开言英语 APP 免费试用。All right, that's it from us. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye guys.